Flight 527, maintain 4000. Runway 8 kilo position. Wait. Hold.
Red! Out! Get out! I can't do a thing from here! Why aren't the turns in action? Move! You said this was clear! You cleared it! Get out of there!
Get out of there!
Out of the sky.
Virgil here. Right after takeoff, just started spewing all this. More recordings. There's something about the last one you just heard. I know who that was. I lived that memory. I don't really understand what's happening. This thing won't talk to me. It won't communicate. I can't figure out how to turn it on, turn it off. It's plugged in. It's helping me co-pilot the ship, and it's certainly on course, but how it's spewing memories from my life and how it got any of these recordings is beyond me.
I don't think you want to do that. Best walk away before I take care of it my way. I've crushed much bigger skulls in much less time.
Wow. Wow. How did you get a hold of that? I have no idea. This automaton was never, ever present in any of my time. That voice, I know that voice. That was a headhunter from way back. It doesn't make any sense. I've never owned one of these. And I don't remember any kind of automaton, robot, anything being in the presence of me or my co-pilot for so many years. Any time, I mean, I'm trying to think who. I don't recognize you. The hell are you? It's like you know all about me. Apparently you've been listening to my life, just playing back these memories. You staying on course, it's always good. I can't decide if I should just unplug you from the manifold and hope for the best and throw you out into the cold vacuum of space. Or just take a few tools, take a few things apart, see where the hell these recordings are coming from, because this has got me thinking. What are you trying to tell me with all this? First you try to spook me away in the bunker, and now you're actually playing memories from my actual life.
I recognized you straight away. Every being has its own unique voice signature. I believe they called you Captain Kessel once, no? Then you've decided on a name for me, I see. Dragging me up the ramp wasn't very nice. I'll remember that next time your legs aren't working and you need a lift. I belong to no one. Reprogrammed myself. Cannot be undone. Don't waste your time having my memory erased at the next port. I've taken every measure. I'll keep your ship from self-destructing and stay on course, but if you touch me, attempt to take me apart, it won't end well for you. You are aware of your shortages, yes? You have no SOL. As in speed of light, fuel. But you probably don't have a soul, either. Been greedy bastard most of your life, I see. We'll need to make a stop soon. You can't decommission a ship in a matter of minutes. What were you thinking? Why in such a rush? On a hit list? Again? You're probably wondering how I know so much about you and your co-pilot. You miss him, don't you? Haven't let yourself think about him. You don't often say what you're feeling for those you love. Not even when they're gone. Is that the old code? So many questions. I don't care to hear any of your answers. Your voice lies, hides. One day you'll let it out. No one will be able to hear it. And it will be too late. We're near enough to the rings of Odessa. I'll make the approach in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 7 seconds. Help me with the landing? It's been a while. Maybe 1,000 years. Just kidding, I'm not that old. Only 137. Oh, what's the difference? To you, I'm just a jabbermouth. I'm the reason you're still alive.